ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 8 चर्निंग ऑफ द मिल्क क्वेश्चन टेक्स्ट नंबर 20। नूनम तपः यस्य न मन्यु निर्जयः ज्ञानं क्वचित् च न संगवर्जितं कश्चित् महान् तस्य न कामा निर्जयः सः ईश्वरः किं परतः व्यपाश्रयः। नूनं तपो यस्य न मन्यु विनिर्जयो ज्ञानं क्वचित् तच्च न संगवर्जितम् कशिन् महांस्तस्य न कामन निर्जयः स ईश्वरः किं परतो व्यपाश्रयः। नूनं तपो यस्य न मन्यु निर्जयो ज्ञानं क्वचित् तच्च न संगवर्जितम् कशिन् महांस्तस्य न काम निर्जयः स ईश्वरः किं परतो व्यपाश्रयः। नूनं तपो यस्य न मन्यु निर्जयो ज्ञानं क्वचित् तच्च न संगवर्जितम् कशिन् महांस्तस्य न काम निर्जयः स ईश्वरः किं परतो व्यपाश्रयः। नूनम सर्टेनली तपः ऑस्टेरिटी यस्य ऑफ समवन ना नॉट Manyu, anger. Nirjayaha, conquered. Jnanam, knowledge. Kvachit, in some saintly person. Tat, that. Cha, also. Na, not. Sangavarjitam, without the contamination of association. Kaschit, someone. Mahan, a very great exalted person. Tasya, his. Na, not. Kama, material desires. Nirjayaha, conquered. Saha, such a person. Ishvaraha, controller. Kim, how can he be? Parataha, of others. Vyapashrayaha, under the control. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The Goddess of Fortune, examining the assembly, thought in this way, someone who has undergone great austerity has not yet conquered anger. Someone possesses knowledge, but he has not conquered material desires. Someone is a very great personality, but he cannot conquer lusty desires. Even a great personality depends on something else. How then can he be the supreme controller? Purport. Here is an attempt to find the supreme controller or Ishvara. Everyone may be accepted as an Ishvara or controller, but still such controllers are controlled by others. For example, one may have undergone severe austerities, but still be under the control of anger. By a scrutinizing analysis, we find that everyone is controlled by something else. No one, therefore, can be the true controller but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. This is supported by Shastras, Ishvara Parama Krishna. The Supreme Controller is Krishna. Krishna is never controlled by anyone, for He is the controller of everyone. Sarvakaran Karanam. Om Ajnanti Mrindasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. In earlier two verses I left out. Text number 17. Therefore, Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, having been properly celebrated with an auspicious ritualistic ceremony, began moving about, holding in her hand a garland of lotus flowers, which were surrounded by humming bumblebees. Smiling with shyness, her cheeks decorated by her earrings, she looked extremely beautiful. Purport. The goddess of fortune, Mother Lakshmi, accepted the ocean of milk as her father, but she perpetually rests on the bosom of Narayana. She offers benedictions even to Lord Brahma and other living entities in this material world, as she is transcendental to all material qualities. Although she appeared to have been born of the ocean of milk, she immediately resorted to her eternal place on the bosom of Narayana. Her two breasts, which were symmetrical and nicely situated, were covered with sandalwood pulp and kumkuma powder, and her waist was very thin. As she walked here and there, her ankle bells jingling softly, she appeared like a creeper of gold. Text number 19. While walking among the Gandharvas, Yakshas, Asuras, Siddhas, Charanas and the denizens of heaven, Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, was scrutinizingly examining them, but she could not find anyone naturally endowed with all good qualities. None of them was devoid of faults, and therefore she could not take shelter of any of them. Purport. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, having been generated from the ocean of milk, was the daughter of the ocean. Thus, she was allowed to select her own husband in a Swayamvara ceremony. She examined every one of the candidates, but she could not find anyone suitably qualified to be her shelter. In other words, Narayana, the natural husband of Lakshmi, cannot be superseded by anyone in this material world. Here, Srimad Lakshmi Devi, she will choose a husband, Patidev. Right? Like we are hearing all this time, how Lord Shiva drank poison. Right? There is one joke. Somebody who drank, Amrit, jo Amrit piya tha, usko bolte hai Dev. Deva. And jo Vish piya tha, usko bolte hai Mahadev. Right? अमृत विष पीने के बाद भी अमृत पिया जैसा नाटक करता है उसको बोलते हैं पतिदेव. राइट, सो दिस इज कंडीशन ऑफ पतिदेव, बट एटर्नल पतिदेव ऑफ ऑल वुमेन प्रपोसेस इवन इंक्लूडिंग लक्ष्मी देवी इज विष्णु. सो दैट इज व्हाई इवन लक्ष्मी देवी सेज दैट एवरीवन शुड. Why these stupid ladies in the material world choose someone else as husband other than Lord Narayana? Like in 5th Canto Bhagavatam, it is mentioned like that. So, Lakshmi Devi, she is also known as Rama. Rama means the consort of Lord Vishnu are one who gives enjoyment to the Lord. Right? Enjoyment of the Lord. So, Sri Vishnadasa Thakur, in previous verses, he explains that we'll read in this verse also, and also in the verse number 25. And the Lakshmi that she appeared, who attracted all the demigods and all. There are two Lakshmis appeared actually. One Lakshmi, she is Dhan Lakshmi, goddess of wealth. So in that verse it is described that actually all the demigods, Gandharvas and all, they are not attracted to the beauty of Lakshmi, but they are attracted to the wealth that will be given by Lakshmi. And in the verse number 25, we see that there is a Lakshmi who is described as universal mother. So that Lakshmi and this Lakshmi who is searching for husband, she is the same. But Vishnadasa Thakur says that both the Lakshmis are combined now looking for a husband. It is mentioned there are actually 8 Lakshmis. Anybody knows? First is Adi Lakshmi. Right? She is actually daughter of Bhrugum, incarnation of Lakshmi who incarnated as daughter of Bhrugumuni. She is Adi Lakshmi. Second one is Dhan Lakshmi. Dhan Lakshmi means goddess of wealth. Right? Goddess of wealth. Who gives wealth to all the people including Brahma and Indra and all who are worshipping her. Right? Then third one is Dhanya Lakshmi. Dhanya Lakshmi means the goddess of fortune who gives the wealth of grains and all the, Dhanya Lakshmi. And then fourth one is Gajalakshmi. Gajalakshmi means one, the goddess of fortune who gives the wealth of cattle, like cows and calves and, like that. Then Santana Lakshmi. Santana Lakshmi means one who gives santan, children, to the people who worship her. And then Veer Lakshmi. the goddess of fortune who gives valor, you know, strength to fight in the battlefield. And then Jayalakshmi, the Lakshmi who gives victory in the battlefield. Like that. And then Vidyalakshmi. Vidyalakshmi means one who gives wealth of knowledge. So, they are known as Astalakshmi. There are eight Lakshmis being worshipped by people. But actually, as explained in previous verses, actually Lakshmi Devi goes to those people who worship Narayana very sincerely. So wherever Narayana is there, Lakshmi Devi automatically she comes and resides. I was reading in one purport, Srila Prabhupada says, Daridra Narayana, this word coined by one some rascal, he says that Daridra Narayana, how can Narayana be Daridra? So these two words are contradictory. You know, Daridra cannot be Narayana, a poor man cannot be Narayana, and Narayana cannot be poor. Right? Narayana cannot be poor. So, it is very important to understand that Lakshmi Devi, she is always residing on the chest of Narayana. So, in this verse, it is explained, Srila Prabhupada says, from all, we all should learn how to choose the perfect person as our leader. In one conversation, Srila Prabhupada says, just like in the Russia, in communist countries and all, they have revolted against monarchy, saying that they have actually they are exploiting. Then they said, all are equal. Why we have to choose somebody as our leader? But Prabhupada says, in spite of their philosophy, they have chosen Lenin as a leader. They have chosen Lenin as a leader. So, in the Prabhupada says, in the same way, all of us, we need a leader. We need a leader. Without, in the society, without a leader, people cannot survive. Because there is always a, even in our temple also, you know, all the devotees, they may be practicing Krishna consciousness, and equal opportunities are there. But there are always leaders, you know, who guide us. You know, so we should have a leader in our life. So Srila Prabhupada says, if that leader should be perfect, then Prabhupada said that even though they have chosen Lenin, later on Stalin, they had suffered so much. They had suffered so much. Srila Prabhupada cracked one joke. Shyam Sundar Prabhu was saying that when they went to Moscow, there is a huge line in front of in the Leningrad, in front of the Lenin's tomb. Right? So Prabhupada asked Shyam Sundar Prabhu, do you know why there is so much line in front of Lenin's tomb? Shyam Sundar Prabhu, maybe they want to see the tomb. No. They are very afraid that he will come back alive. So that as soon as he comes out of the tomb, they will kill him. Like that. Prabhupada was joking. So they have suffered so much under the wrong leaders. In the same way, in India also now, we have so many leaders who are subjecting. They say, like, once in 1977, Srila Prabhupada, he was informed that Indira Gandhi was defeated. And Morarji Desai, he was elected as the Prime Minister in 1977. When this was informed to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada told, what is which is better, wet stool or dry stool? Right? Prabhupada said, both are bad. You know, wet stool or dry stool, both are bad. Like that, whether it is Indira Gandhi or Morarji Desai, all are bad. Because they are not perfect leaders. Right? Like that. So, Srila Prabhupada guided us how to choose a leader. Then Prabhupada concluded that actually, if we can choose Krishna as our leader, you know, because he is the perfect personality, then our lives will become perfect. Our lives will become perfect. So, Lakshmi Devi, even though she is the eternal consort of Vishnu, still she is showing us the way how to analyze people. What are their strengths? What are their weaknesses? And then, what is the qualification to be a perfect leader? What is the qualification of a perfect leader? So, we read that. So, in this verse, so, in the previous verse, it was, you know, while walking among the Gandharvas, Yakshas, Asuras, Siddhas, Charanas, and Denizens of Heaven. Radha Govind Maharaj mentions in this regard that if you see this verse very carefully, in the list of all the, you know, prospective grooms, mankind are not there. Men are not mentioned. Men are not mentioned. So, he says that men are thinking that there are nobody lives on the higher planets, demigods, there are no demigods. But actually the demigods are so superior that they don't give any credit to human beings. We don't exist for them so much. Because we are not very important. That's why it is mentioned, Lakshmi Devi, she is not choosing, men are not there, man is Manu. A man is not mentioned like that. Like many times I told in the class that like we give galis, you know, we give galis, right, to people, suwar, kutte ka pilla, something like that. Like that in demigods' planets, when they fight with each other, they abuse each other, manava. Right? If they have to curse, they will say, go and take birth as a human being. Right? That is a punishment for them. So, Lakshmi Devi is not considering at all human being as a, you know. So, human form of life is the best only for practicing Krishna consciousness. If somebody wants to practice Krishna consciousness, even Indra also, Brahma also, has to come down as a human being. Right? Otherwise, if you are not practicing Krishna consciousness, we are of no value, this human body. Like that. So she is analyzing. In this world, Nunam Tapo Yasya Namanyu Nirjayo. Somebody may be a very great, great tapasvi. But he has not, Manyu means anger. But he has not conquered anger. So, the example is Durvas Muni. Durvas Muni, he has done great austerities and penances. Great yogi. Actually, Vaikuntha planets and all, they are very, they are not easily accessible to human beings and all. Even yogis and also, they cannot go there. But Durvas Muni, in 1 year's time, he travelled all over the world and went to Vaikuntha also. He is so powerful. He is so powerful. So great austerities, penances, tapasvis, right? That is why, he has not conquered anger. Right? For small things, he would curse. Right? And then for a small, actually Ambarish Maharaj, he is such a great magnanimous soul that he has not committed any mistake. He acted as per dharma. Right? He was a guest of Ambarish Maharaj, but still, for a small thing, he wanted to kill. You know, he wanted to kill. So, this is a bad quality. Just like, you know, even Indra also. All these years, though so many years, they have worshipped Indra. But 1 year they have not worshipped, he wanted to finish off all Vrajavasis. Right? So, this is the difference between Krishna and all other personalities. So, Durvas Muni had to take so much trouble of going everywhere, getting rejected. And even Lord Narayana also rejected, saying that, you know, I can't save. Go and get relief from Maharaj Ambarish only. So, this is the problem. So, Lakshmi Devi was saying, somebody might be doing tapasya, but he could not, they cannot conquer anger, right? So all these brahmanas, you know, their anger is always on their nose, naak ke upar rehta hai, right? So usually brahmacharis and sannyasis, right? They are always angry. Small small things, prashad late ho gaya, bas gussa ho jayenge, right? So prashad itna late ho gaya, ye wo, right? That's why Radha Govind Maharaj says, rather than a brahmachari, a grihastha becomes a very good sannyasi, because usko itna achha training milta hai ki chup rehne ka. Right? Har baar, you know, for everything you keep on replying, then, right? Like that. Isliye they become, you have to learn tolerance in grihastha ashram. Right? You have to learn tolerance. Like one brahmachari was saying, I told, one grihastha was saying, all the time, my wife is nagging, you know, kya karu? Then he said, what I have to do, you know, I don't have anybody, I have to nag myself. Brahmacharis have to nag themselves. But for grihastha, there is somebody to nag. So they become very tolerant. That is why Maharaj is saying that a grihastha becomes a good sannyasi because they learn tolerance. Otherwise, sannyasis and brahmacharis, usually they are very angry. They are very angry people. So Lakshmi Devi was saying, what is somebody may be a very great tapasvi, but he might not have conquered anger. In the same way, why somebody becomes angry? Because their desires are not fulfilled. That means there is a lack of fulfillment in their lives, right? So actually, this lust is either way dangerous. If the lust becomes satisfied, it becomes greed. If the lust doesn't become satisfied, it turns into anger. So either way, lust is very bad. So somebody might be, like that. And then, next she is saying that jnanam kvachit tacha nasangavarjitam. Somebody may be very, very knowledgeable. Somebody may be very, very knowledgeable, but he has not given up material attachment. Example is given that Brihaspati, Shukracharya, you know, like this, there are many great, Lord Krishna says that Kavinam Uchana Kavi, you know, is a very great knowledge, Shukracharya. That is why after Hiranyakashipu was killed, Shukracharya, he wanted to leave because there was a clash between Prahlad Maharaj and Shukracharya. You know, when Shukracharya's sons, Shanda and Amarka, they were killed by there is one demoness created by them, by Shukracharya. Prahlad Maharaj asked Shukracharya, he is a 7-year-old boy, but he has so much, realization that, my dear Gurudev, who is responsible for the death of your two children? Shukracharya said, he was waiting for the good news of death of Prahlad Maharaj. But when he saw Prahlad Maharaj alive, he was shocked. Then he informed, Prahlad Maharaj told Shukracharya, You are responsible. He asked, can you keep your hand on your chest and tell that Hiranyakashipu is Bhagavan? You know that he is not Bhagavan, but still, you supported his theory because, you wanted some gains. You are not free from three modes of nature. You wanted all these facilities like that. You know, you, because of your ego, you don't solve the problem between fighting between devas and danavas because of you only, like that. So, and then he was very attached to his daughter, you know, Devyani, and without even a second thought he cursed, you know, Maharaj Ayati, that he will become old. So Kavinam Ushana Kavi, even though so Prahlad Maharaj, later on after that, when Hiranyakashipu was killed, Shukracharya wanted to go away, but Prahlad Maharaj fell at the feet of Shukracharya and said, Gurudev, you don't go, no, please, you know, you teach us, because we have so much vast knowledge, you know. So I am not letting you go, because you should stay here and then teach people all the knowledge you have, like that. So he has very great knowledge, but he has not given up material attachment, still under the influence of three modes of nature. In the same way, Brihaspati, spiritual master of Indra, Devas. But still, you know, all of you know, if you read 9th Canto Bhagavatam, there was a, he was so attached to his wife, you know, Tara. And then one day, Chandra kidnapped Tara and then taken her away. And then because Brihaspati was very attached to his wife, there was a huge battle between Chandra and Brihaspati. And all the Rakshasas and all, they have sided with Chandra. And all the Devas, they have sided with Brihaspati. And there was a huge war, huge battle between this Chandra and Brihaspati. And then Brahmaji came to know, kya tum log kya kar rahe? What are you doing? Then again he solved the, then he separated them. Then later on Tara became pregnant. Then again battle has started. Again fight broke out. Said, you know, Brihaspati is saying, ye mera beta hai. And then Chandra is saying, he is my son. Like that. Then Brahmaji again took Tara and asked whose son he is. You know? Then she said, he is the son of Chandra only. You know, Soma, right? Like that. He is only Buddha. Buddha's son is, Pururava. Right? Chandra Vamsha comes from that only. Like that. So another time, Brihaspati, he was having affair with his brother's wife, Mamata. You know, like that, so much convincing had to be done. So Brihaspati is the spiritual master of Devas, but still very attached to material, all this. He is not free from material attachments. Sangavarjitam. He is not free from association of modes of nature. I still remember in 1994, when I was reading 9th Canto Bhagavatam, I completely became bewildered after reading this description of battle between Chandra and Brihaspati for the sake of a woman. I went to Rasraj Prabhu and asked, what is this, how can they do like that? Rasraj Prabhu gave me a very nice reply. He said that, from this you can understand, degraded even these demigods also. When compared to pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada and all the other, great devotees of Goloka Vrindavan, even these demigods also, they are very degraded. That is why we should not even in a dream also, we should not desire to go to demigod planets. Even though after 20 years I still remember. So even these great personalities, but they are not free from, like that, material attachments. Then, Kashin Mahams Tasya Nakama Nirjayaha. some people, someone great, someone is a personality like Brahmaji, you know. He is so great, he is known as Manishinaha, most intelligent person in the entire creation. You know, Adikavya, the first created being. You know, Bhagavan Brahma Karsnena. You know, it is said that Brahmaji, actually on this planet, there are only few lakhs verses are there. You know, original Vedas. Like in Bhagavatam, there are only 18,000 verses. But in Surya Loka, there is a mention where Sukadeva Goswami spoke Bhagavatam in Surya Loka or even Brahma Loka. So, there are lakhs and lakhs of verses of Bhagavatam. So, the entire, Jiva Goswami calculated, that entire Vedic literature in Brahma Loka constitutes around 1 billion verses. 1 billion verses. We have got on this earthly planet only few lakhs. You know, few lakhs. Like that. Brahmaji studied this Vedic literature with great, in great scrutiny, with applying his mind 3 times. He read it 3 times. And then came to conclusion that the best way of worship is to worship Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, Brahmaji, in second canto Bhagavatam, this verse is there. So, even such Brahma, he is such a great person. You know, he performed great austerities and penances. When Hiranyakashipu, he wanted to perform tapasya. He said, because a greater tapasvi, he can curse lesser tapasvi. You know, lesser tapasvi. Like that, he said, I will equal Brahmaji because after Brahma, Bhrugumuni is the greatest tapasvi. So, I will equal even Brahma so that even Bhrugumuni also cannot curse me. Because all these people, they are very afraid, you know, of these sages. Like that. So, such a great person, but he could not conquer Brahmaji's tapasya. So that is why Brahmaji is known as the greatest tapasvi in the entire creation. For 1000 celestial years, he performed, according to his calculation, he performed austerities. So, Sukadeva Goswami, Lakshmiji is thinking, even great personalities like Brahma, you know, what is the use? They may be very great, but they are not free from kama. Kama nirjayaha. Right? All of you know, in third canto Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that Brahmaji, he became attracted to his own daughter, and then he started chasing her. And all the demigods, all the rishis, maharshis, they went and requested that Brahmaji, please don't do this. Even after being taught that, you know, what you are doing is wrong, by all these maharshis and all, Brahmaji still was not convinced. And all the sages, they, because it was such a great sin, you know, to have such kind of feelings towards one's own daughter. And then Brahmaji, the first created being, if he does such a thing, what will happen to the world? Then all the maharshis, they went to Lord Vishnu and please save this situation. Please save this situation. Then Lord Vishnu had to bewilder Brahma, and then after he came to the realization that he had given up that body. Like that. So, Vishnu Chatak says that this Brahma, even though he may be a very, very great person, but he is actually still overcome by lust. Actually, Lord Shiva also, he became very attracted to Mohini Murthy. Right? So, Prabhupada says that Vishnu, when Lord Shiva went and approached Vishnu, that you know, I have heard that you have appeared as Mohini Murti, I want to see. Prabhupada says, Vishnu has smiled. So Prabhupada gives explanation that you know, see, you are known as very great tapasvi and all. If you become bewildered, don't blame me after seeing my form. Right? Actually, then Lord Shiva became very attracted and then he started chasing. So Lord Vishnu made him run through all these ashrams of all these great sages. Right? Lord Shiva running behind Mohini Murti. So Prabhupada says he wanted to show to all these great sages, you know, Mayavadi impersonalists, they always worship Lord Shiva. Dekho, aapka boss kya kar raha hai, ek ladki ke piche bhaag raha hai, daud raha hai. Right? He is chasing a girl. Like that. But after that, when he discharged semen and all, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu is very pleased with Lord Shiva because he was not ashamed that you know he was running behind Mohini Murti, because he understood the Maya potency of Lord Vishnu is so great that you know it bewilders even personalities like me. Right? Madhvacharya comments that when devotees indulge in illicit sex, Vaishnavas don't do that. Krishna smiles, it seems. He says, oh, see, my Maya is so powerful, even my devotees also get bewildered like this. Like that. So, we have to take shelter of pure devotees like Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, what? This, your lust is bothering you? Take shelter of my lotus feet. I will kick the lust with my left foot. She will run away. Right? She will run away like that. So, if you take shelter of pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada, once Prabhupada, he was there in Delhi, Pandal program, and there was a huge commotion. People, you know, falling in front to take the dust of lotus feet of Prabhupada. Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj was his assistant. He was, you know, chasing people away. You know, she was chasing people. He was chasing people away. Prabhupada, you know, stopped him. Don't push people like that, right? Because he was roughly chasing them away. Then Prabhupada allowed, you know, take the dust of his lotus feet. Then later on in the room, Prabhupada asked, do you know why these people, they want to take the dust of my feet? Why they want to worship my feet? Samal Krishna said, no, Prabhupada. Because I am free from lust. I am free from lust. Prabhupada told, you leave me in the room full of naked women, I will not become disturbed. Right? I will not become disturbed. So that is the position of you know, pure devotees, you know, like Prabhupada. So if we take shelter of such pure devotees, then by their mercy, if you serve them nicely, when they are pleased, then they will kick away Maya from our heart. Right? Then we will become. Otherwise, however great one may be, you know, we cannot, it is almost impossible to become free from lust. Almost. Because love for Krishna only converted into lust. Right? Because that is why sometimes if you become influenced by lust and do something wrong, Krishna says in Bhagavatam 11th canto, such devotees of mine, they should not become disheartened and leave Krishna consciousness. Right? Because thinking that the senses are very strong and my Maya is very powerful, and again they should take shelter of my lotus feet and again start doing devotion service. Right? So, very difficult. And then the fourth one is saying that Indra, Sa Ishvara Kim Parato Vyapashrayaha. Somebody may be, there are Prabhupada writes also in the purport. There may be so many Ishwaras, right? But Parameshwara is only one. There is only one, that is Krishna, right? So, one who cannot be influenced by anybody, right? So, it is given in Bhagavatam that all the goddesses of fortune, including all these eight main Ranis, plus 16,000, you know, total 100. You know, they were very, 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 very beautiful. And they were actually trying to attract Krishna, you know, by their feminine gestures, by giving a beautiful smile, by a little bit, by dressing very nicely, beautifully, with nice sarees and ornaments, dressing up nicely, you know, serving Krishna very nicely, very sincerely, you know, trying to attract Krishna's, but Krishna is Atmaram, you know, he is not at all disturbed by the feminine gestures, beautiful features of all these goddesses of fortune, you know, all these goddesses of fortune. So, in the same way, Prabhupada says, so Indra is Devendra, is a very, very great personality. But Prabhupada says that he actually is also dependent. There are so many times, you know, Shri Vishnu Chakur says, there are so many times, even small demons, so many times it so happened. Like Bali Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu, you know, Ravanasur, right? Ravanasur to itna, he became so powerful, he made Indra, Chandra and all to cut vegetables in the kitchen. They are rasoi bana diya. So then Brahmaji had a called for a truce. Then they had an agreement. You know, please leave them, you know, it's very bad. Indra cutting vegetables in your kitchen. You know? Like that. So, because it is, all these demigods we worship, all these foolish people, they worship demigods. But Prabhupada says, they themselves are, you know, dependent on so many things. Right? The many people are afraid of, you know, Shani. It is mentioned that actually, all these Navagrahas in Ravanasur conquered. Then, he told, when his son was being born, he instructed that all the Navagrahas should be situated perfectly. You know, no Vakra Drishti, you know, here and there, looking like that. Right? So that is why, but when Ravanasur was little bit careless, when Indrajit was being born, Shani actually looked, you know, he gave a wrong look. He was situated in a wrong place. Then when the astrologer saw that everything was perfect, but this rascal, you know, Shani, did gadbad. You know, he liked that. So that is why Ravanasur arrested Shani and kept him in the jail. Right? Then Hanumanji, when he went, when he was burning Lanka, that is why he released Shani. That is why then Shani said, whoever worships you, I will you know, remove their troubles. My effect will be less. That is why they worship, right? Hanuman, to get rid of Shani's effects. Like that, all these Indra, Chandra, and all of them, they are very great Ishwaras. And they were controlling all, they all control human mankind. All the other, you know, especially. But they themselves are very dependent on others. So Indra, even though he is a great personality, he is known as Shratakratu. You know, performed 100 horse sacrifices. You know, but still, he is very envious. And if anybody is doing tapasya, he becomes very disturbed. And then he tries to disturb them. Like that. So, such a Indra also, Prabhupada says, he is dependent on Upendra. You know, Lord Vamandev. We will see in the next few chapters. Right? How, so even now, Upendra resides in Devaloka. And they worship Upendra there. It is given in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Like that. So, why we should worship people like Indra? So that is why Lakshmi Devi also, so, you know, one by one, she was rejecting everybody, you know, including Lord Shiva also, she rejected, saying that, you know, he lives in a crematorium, you know, inauspicious place, like that. She rejected sages like, next verse it is mentioned, you know, Sanak Sanadi Rishis, Narada Muni and all, because they are too renounced, they can't, you know, because Maharaj says that, for a wife. If the husband is too renounced, they don't like. They don't like. So, if somebody marries Narad Muni or Shanakasanadi Rishis, they are always doing dhyana. You know? So, but women, they always want, you know, that husband should bring jewelry, purchase new sadis, you know, take here and there, you know, like that. So, then she rejected all these people, you know, like that. Like dharma, somebody may be very dharmic, but they have no mercy, like Parshuram. Like that. So, tomorrow somebody will describe all these things. So, then later on she finally concluded that I am not interested in all these people. I am interested in Lord Narayana, but he is not interested in me. But still, you know, I will garland. Like that. So, Prabhupada says, from this pastime, all the devotees, we should explain this pastime to people, you know, then understand how to come to the conclusion that who is the perfect person and surrender to him. Then Prabhupada concludes after two verses, then how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, we should only surrender to him, no one else. No one else. Right? So, nowadays we can actually worship Sitaram, Lakshmi Narayana, Radha Krishna, we worship. You know, after some time, we should be, that is the meaning of Maya Sakta Manam Partha, Yogam Yunjan Marashriyaha, Asam Sayam Samagramam, Yata Jnasi Sita Chunu. After advancing, we should only think about Shyam Sundara form of Krishna, Golokvasi. Not even Dwarkadish also. So only Krishna, Shyam Sundar, you know, Nandanandan Krishna. That's it. So we should reach that stage. Then only we will get Krishna Prema. Otherwise, we will land up in Vaikuntha. Right? There is one pastime that one Babaji, he was actually performing bhajana in Vrindavan. Then he was so advanced that he was meditating on Radha Krishna pastimes, and Radha Krishna pastimes are getting manifested. Then later on, once some devotees, they were going to Dwarka. Dwarka, then they told, you like to come to Dwarka? Dwarkadish darshan we can have? He said, yeah, we'll go. Then he went to Dwarka. So after he came back, when he sat down to practice meditation on Radha Krishna pastimes, they were not appearing only. Then he started crying and crying and crying. Then one day Radharani came in his dream and told that, why did you go to Dwarka? You are attracted to Aishwarya. Now you are no longer in my camp. So he felt such great separation that the fire came from his body and it became burned into ashes. Like that. Again he had to take birth. So that was our, you know, later on we like that. So we should only surrender to Krishna. Shyam Sundara form of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Comments? Dekho, jaldi khatam ho gaya. Kyunki I also take prasad now there only. Prasadam also. Adore 9:30 tak chala tha main. Any question? No? Okay. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare.